All right, Bill Barty, it's springtime, and that means open streets.
Sounds good to me. That's when they forbid all those cars and trucks and motorcycles from being on the roadways, and we can just skip through and pay a visit to a certain neighborhood.
There you go.
We've got it coming up April 28th. We're going to find out more about Open Street 704 because they're going to open up on this 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. This is the seventh time this has occurred, and it's been ever popular and ever growing. And to find out all about it, we're going to bring Scott Curry on the program to find out about Open Street 704 here in this second quarter of 2019. Scott, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's awesome to have you here. And, Scott, before we jump in, you are with the City of Charlotte in the transportation arena. It's been one of the top items in the Charlotte list of things to work on and things that are of concern. So, ironically, during Open Street 704, all the motorized traffic is forbidden. Why has this been so popular, this being the seventh time that it's happened? Talk to us from a transportation and from a festivities standpoint with Open Street 704.
Sure, yeah. So we call it Open Streets because it's really more about opening up the streets to things that you don't get to do and experience in our public right-of-way every day. It's not so much about forbidding cars or closing streets to traffic. It's really about opening up the streets to that sense of discovery and letting people do things and explore and connect neighborhoods in a way that just isn't possible on most other days of the year.
Now, where is that going to happen this year?
So the program on April 28th is it's a route we've done before. It hits the neighborhoods of Plaza Midwood, Noda, Belmont, Villa Heights, Optimist Park, and Commonwealth Morningside. It's about a four-mile stretch over on that side of town, and those neighborhoods always give us a great response and bring out all kinds of fun activities into the street that you'll see on that afternoon.
Well, talk to us a little bit about that, because that has been or is one of the most popular, I guess is the word, or eclectic, or a wide variety of neighborhoods in that four-mile stretch. So talk to us about how people get out there. Are people on bicycles, skateboards, just walking afoot? And where do we park so that we can begin this adventure of the four-mile area there in that side of town?
Yeah, it's all of the above. It's bikes, skateboards, strollers, pogo sticks. I mean, whatever you want to do to get out there on the street other than being in a car is something that you'll see. A big part of the energy behind the Open Street 704 program is that we invite the businesses and neighborhoods along the route to host activities in the street. And so you'll see anything from yoga classes to cooking demonstrations to live music to all sorts of family-friendly games. We've got about 100 different activities along that four-mile route. So there really is something for everybody, and it's just a really fun time and a really cool way to experience all these different diverse neighborhoods in our city.
Well, and speaking of being diverse, I'm on the website openstreets704.com, a day of car care free streets. And Scott, it's color coordinated, so the different categories of interest that people may have are color coordinated via yellow, via green, via red, via blue. Tell us about those categorizations at Open Street 704 and what we can find in each area that kind of pique our interest.
Sure, yeah. So, you know, 4 miles is a long stretch. And what we try to do is break that up into different types of activity zones. And so if you go to openstreet704.com/route, you'll see our live route map. It's updated daily with all the folks that have signed up to host activities. And we try to cluster them into different categories, these activity zones along the route. So the red zone is our arts and science zone. The yellow zone is our family zone. The blue zone is the wellness zone. And then the green zone is the green zone. It's the sort of the environmental awareness type of zone. And For the most part, you'll find activities that sort of adhere to those themes within each of the zones. There's also live music in each zone. We've got a couple of stages set up along the route. And there's food. You'll find food vendors and local restaurants and businesses in each zone.
Well, it's super cool that you can go to the website and see past events. I think this is the seventh, if I've gotten this right. Tell us about how grown in popularity, because, and I don't want to use the word shockingly, but the very first Open Streets 704 was shockingly, I guess, well attended. But ever since then, it's grown. Talk about that growth and what you think that means for people's interest or their view of different neighborhoods throughout Charlotte, because this thing has moved. It's not just in this spot. It's been roving.
That's right. Yeah, we try to take it to different parts of town and let all kinds of different neighborhoods share the fun and show us their creativity. But you're right. When we did the first event, which I think was back in the spring of 2016, we weren't really sure what kind of response we'd get. We knew that lots of other places had hosted Open Streets events with a lot of success, but we were blown away by the immediate response that we had. And the last time we did a route over in this neck of the woods, in the sort of the Plaza Midwood, Belmont, Noda area, we had 30,000 people show up to participate in that fun. So it's just been really cool to see that response. I think it sort of speaks volumes to the fact that folks want more walkable and bikeable neighborhoods in Charlotte. And this is one way that we can try to deliver that and also illustrate some possibilities for more than just, two Sundays a year. And that's something that our Department of Transportation is working on every day, investing in more greenways and walking and biking infrastructure.
Now, this is a one-day event?
Correct. Yep. It's we typically do one in the spring and one in the fall, and so it's always on a Sunday afternoon. The spring event this year, like you all mentioned, is April 28th, coming up soon, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
All right. And the best way to get there?
I'd say the best way to get there is to try taking your bike or ride transit or walk. It is a 4-mile route, so there's plenty of neighborhoods to park in if you are going to drive. My suggestion would be to show up early and try to find on-street parking as close as you can to the route, and then just make your way over there to join in the fun.
All right, we've got Scott Curry on the Carolina Outdoors. And Scott, there's so many people who may be familiar with these neighborhoods between Plaza Midwood all the way up to Noda, that 4 miles, but I think this is an opportunity for some people who may be even on the outskirts of town or maybe an entirely different area of town who may want to get to know this section of town or this area of town. Tell us what's going to be at play, not just alongside the route, but the businesses there. I know Noda has been full of breweries, and that's been an ever-growing place. Plaza Midwood's got a lot of restaurants and a lot of history. That's kind of an older side of town. Will we be able to adventure that way and see parts of the city and get to know this part of the city that maybe from a historical setting or maybe from a Renaissance of New Charlotte setting that day?
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, a big part of the idea behind Open Streets program is to celebrate our local businesses. We have seen from follow-up surveys that businesses tend to do very well on Open Streets days and have all sorts of customers that are exploring new neighborhoods and discovering new restaurants and watering holes. So that's a really exciting part of the event. And I think another thing that's really cool is we often hear that folks didn't realize that some of these neighborhoods were so close to each other and that when you go through these neighborhoods on these sort of low-volume streets that you really can be connected in a way that maybe folks didn't realize was possible.
Well, there's a lot of energy going on. You mentioned live music, but there can be not just bands, but school bands can be out there. Dancers can be out there. Politicians will be out there enjoying the, I'm sure it's going to be sunny that day. Right, Don?
Absolutely. We'll schedule the sun.
Can we schedule
schedule
the sun for that day, April 28th from 1 to 5, so we can just enjoy meandering and seeing all the things, but also the good energy of people being out there stomping around. What is your choice of transportation at Open Street 704?
I am always on my bike. I bike to and from work every day. It's what I do for transportation and recreation. So I'll be out there with my family on my bike and enjoying that day.
Okay, so no unicycle for Scott Curry. We just wanted to make sure.
That's right.
I'm going with rollerblades, Don.
You are.
Yep.
Stand by for a broken wrist. Ortho Carolina, stand by.
All right, it's NoDa to Plaza Midwood and everywhere in between. You can go to openstreet704.com to see the route and to also participate. And, Scott, as we sign off here, will you tell us who all is helping put on these Open Street 704 events each time?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's a collaboration between Partners for Parks, which is the nonprofit that helps to run the event, City of Charlotte, Mecklenburg County Park and Rec. And we're also really excited. We've sort of got an emerging partnership with Boom Charlotte, which is an arts festival that will be big in the arts and science zone down on Commonwealth. So if you're into performance art and sort of live visual art, they're going to have all kinds of unique programming out there this time around.
Again, Scott Curry with the City of Charlotte, openstreet704.com. Scott, thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors. It's 1 to 5, Sunday, April 28th.